All right, AJ Taylor here with, of course, the Secretary of State Paul Pate and CEO for Chains Interrupted, Teresa Davidson. Let's talk a little bit about human trafficking right now, which is becoming even more of a problem, even in the state of Iowa now. Hopefully we can get this under control here in the state because we do a tremendous job. But Secretary, I'm concerned about this because a lot of people are as well, too, in the area. What can we do about this?
Well, first step is we want to recognize what trafficking is. You know, this is something that occurs when men, women, or children are forced to perform either a labor service or a sexual act. And forced is the right term. We've got thousands of folks across the country who are caught in this unfortunate situation. For me, it's about raising awareness about human trafficking and putting an end to this kind of danger. But we're asking for your help. We're asking for the public's help. And my particular case, I started an initiative called IBAT, Iowa Businesses Against Trafficking, to educate businesses so they would learn more and then they could do something by making sure their employees and their customers can understand what this is about so we can build a army, if you will, to take it on. And I think we're making great progress, AJ. We've got over 620 businesses who are helping us. We're reaching thousands of folks right now. But the work isn't done by any means because these traffickers aren't stupid. They figure out how to keep moving around all the time, and unfortunately, they are manipulating and taking advantage of a lot of people to put them into this bad situation. And if I can help a little bit, and that's part of what Teresa does at her organization, Chains Interrupted, is to give people the tools to be able to help. Stop these guys from doing what they're doing.
So, Teresa, how do you play a role in all of this with Chains Interrupted?
Well, Chains Interrupted is a nonprofit in Eastern Iowa that fights against human trafficking, and we have three pillars, which is awareness, prevention, and then advocacy/equipping. And so what we do is raise a lot of awareness, partnering with the Secretary of State's office, with the IBAT program. We do local presentations live streamed on Zoom, et cetera. We do work a lot with prevention efforts because I think prevention is key. Once somebody is trafficked, the complex trauma that they experience affects them for the rest of their life. It's very difficult to recover from something like that. So it's really critical to prevent this from happening, to teach people what is going on online, what the signs of a grooming process would look like, how they could tell if they were being groomed, and how to tell if an adult is trustworthy, or healthy relationships, all of those things that fall under prevention. And then with Chains Interrupted, we do help survivors through advocacy, and we help other organizations that are serving survivors, help them serve them with this particular form of victimization.
So where do people go to learn more about this? Is there a website? Are there seminars? What can people do that are out there, business people and ordinary people who may be out on the road a lot?
Well, there's a couple options. The one is you can go to our website, ibat.iowa.gov. It's pretty much an umbrella, if you will, of a lot of organizations around Iowa, including the Forest City area. But also there are lots of seminars and webinars being put on. In fact, you've got one coming up. Put a plug in for that one.
Yeah, January 24th is going to be, we're putting on a global symposium with the Partnership for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, Mercy Medical Center, and Chains Interrupted. It's going to be a phenomenal symposium where we have multiple survivors coming to talk about the barriers they faced in getting out of the life as well as barriers they face once out. And I encourage everyone to go to Mercy's website and register for that.
And, AJ, I just want to underscore, Forest City is not exempt from this situation. Too often they want to always stereotype this whole problem as something out of a Hollywood movie and thinking, well, if it's going to happen, it's got to be Des Moines. And no, it's not. The bad actors have figured out hiding in smaller communities is a much safer scenario for them, because the Internet allows them to advertise and bring in their clients from as far away as, you know, Minneapolis, Chicago, anywhere, if they've got, you know, what these sick people are looking for. And that's why we need everybody to be diligent in watch for unusual activity. If they're seeing, you know, a house in rural Iowa or in town, for that matter, that's got just unrealistic car traffic and people coming and going all the time, that's probably a pretty good tell that something shouldn't be going on there. And whether it's trafficking or some other illicit crime, we need to be a good neighbor, if you will, and watch what's going on and let our law enforcement know what's happening so they can be helpful. Also, wherever there's money, you're going to see trafficking. So when there's large events going on, they sometimes migrate to those. And with I-35 going right past you guys, it's a major flow, traffic flow, for these folks to move their victims around to get to where their clients are. So we need everybody's help, and that's what we're asking for when we talk about Human Trafficking Awareness Day. We're asking people to tune in and help us out on that front.
A lot of communities here in northern Iowa are off of even smaller highways than, say, I-35. You're talking about Highway 18, you're talking 17, yes. 69, U.S. 69. And all of these routes are used as a means of getting around law enforcement, if at all possible. So, yes, it is. It could happen here, not to say that it is, but even in communities like Britt and Kanawha and Clear Lake and Mason City and all these other different locations that are here, they can be subject to this. Do you agree?
Almost certainly. In fact, just we've watched it over the years how the drug traffic game moved. They moved out of the big cities into smaller ones. They figured out that the police were watching I-80 and I-35 closer, so they went to the secondary routes, and they're moving their product through that way. And traffickers are no different. They're going to do the same thing, and that's why we have to have a true statewide effort in every corner and every part of the state if we're really going to stop these people and be successful. As Teresa mentioned in her pillars for her organization, you know, yes, we're trying to stop it. Yes, we're trying to intercede, but we also have to deal with how we help these victims once that has, we're in that place too, to make sure that they have that they know there's something for them, and that's part of what we're doing here as well.
Teresa, give us the dates on that seminar one more time, please.
Yes, it's January 24th from 9 to noon. It's held at Mercy Medical Center in Cedar Rapids, but you can also register to watch it live stream by Zoom.
All right, terrific. And they would go where to register again one more time?
The Mercy Medical Center in Cedar Rapids website, and then community benefits.
All right, terrific. Thank you, folks, for coming on and talking about this crucial issue that's facing us even today, which is just horrendous to begin with. But now that it's even getting worse than it is right now, I can understand why there is such an alarm for this. Thank you so much for the both of you.
Thank you.
All right, take care, AJ.
You bet.